The Financial Stability Board, FSB, is another example of the global elite's hidden centralized control over the economy. The FSB was created in 2009 when President Obama signed an agreement at a London meeting of the G20. Marilyn M. Barnwell, described by Forbes as the dean of American private banking, noted, "It seems the world's bankers have executed a bloodless coup and now represent all of the people in the world." President Obama agreed at the G20 meeting in London to create an international board with authority to intervene in U.S. corporations by dictating executive compensation and approving or disapproving business management decisions. Under the new Financial Stability Board, the United States has only one vote. In other words, the group will be largely controlled by European central bankers. My guess is they will represent themselves, not you and not me, and certainly not America. The FSB was merely an outgrowth of the Financial Stability Committee of the Bank for International Settlements, BIS, which was controlled by the Nazis until after World War II. The FSB will oversee the Federal Reserve System, the Securities and Exchange Commission, and other federal agencies, thus effectively placing U.S. economic policy in the hands of international bankers. This handful of bankers is behind the flow of money necessary for the mergers and acquisitions of other banks. Once there were hundreds of banks in America, owned by individuals and local families. But due to government regulations put into place during the Reagan-Bush years, these banks either faded away or consolidated. In 1990, there were 37 major banks in the U.S. By 2009, buyouts, mergers, and bankruptcies had reduced this number to 4: Citigroup, J.P. Morgan Chase, Bank of America, and Wells Fargo. Ominously, in June 2012, the giant global rating agency Moody's downgraded the ratings of Bank of America, Goldman Sachs, and J.P. Morgan, citing concerns for the stability of the world's financial system. The International Monetary Fund's 2014 Global Financial Stability Report noted that efforts to stabilize the world's financial systems were far from complete and conditions far from normal. The report stated that the probability of more taxpayer bailouts of too important to fail banks remains high.